This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Answer to the question why will come up very quickly on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Monday. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And we got information for you. Have we got conversation for you? Victoria is going to kick it all off with some trending items that are probably hanging around for the weekend, as well as a focus on today. So what do we have there, Victoria?
Well, everything is kind of pointing in the Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump direction. The first trending name is Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. He just gave a news briefing less than 20 minutes ago talking about the upcoming meeting tomorrow. He said he's very pleased with how all the preparations have gone so far. And he basically said that he's very optimistic that the meeting will go really well. And the focus will be on North Korea and Kim Jong-un specifically holding up promises that they've made to denuclearize and things like that. So those are the main objectives, according to Mike Pompeo, for the meeting. And
so does the success or failure of this, I guess there are a lot of people who have been asking the question why it should succeed, how it could succeed, the usual news media opinion and speculation. So I guess I think about, as a political science major in school and somebody who's been interested a lot in what goes on in front of the camera and behind the camera, there's always nuance there. I think a lot about things that have been tried that haven't worked, things that have been tried that did work. U.S. foreign policy, if you look at just this past weekend even, the G7 summit, where a lot of unhappy characters there. The fact that it seems that some people think that Trump is a bully, says this is what we're going to do, and if you don't like it, too bad. In some cases, that might work. In some cases, it might not work. The Prime Minister of Canada and President of France both seem to be allied with Trump and his thinking, but most recent conversations with them haven't been, shall we say, fruitful. So I wonder whether or not this summit, which actually starts, I think, less than 24 hours from now, right?
It's 14 hours from now, actually. Yes.
Are you counting it down, Jennifer? What do you expect?
I am. I'm watching the countdown clock right now. All the news outlets have them. It's 14 hours and 51 minutes and 25 seconds at the beep. I think it's going to, look, I don't think this is going to be the end all be all. I don't think this is going to be the only meeting that's going to happen between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, but I'm encouraged that they're going to sit down and talk about it. And
What's it?
Well, about denuclearizing North Korea. I think the fact that you have a guy who is sort of a spark plug, right? I don't know if people have called him crazy in the past. He's definitely not a normal thinker. Having him holding a red button and hoping that Los Angeles and San Francisco are going to make it through, which is the place where we were about 6 months ago, we're in a whole lot better place today. So hopefully that will just continue to be the story. And whether it's immediate or if it's a step-by-step process, at least we're moving in the right direction with them. But trust but verify. You know, North Korea is notorious for bringing people into negotiations and then kind of backing out. So, you know, trust but verify. But I think it's an optimistic time when it comes to relationships with them.
So is it, I would ask both of you, is it a simple or complex situation that we have here? Or do we have simple goals? Do they have simple goals? What's the, if there are good meetings, people will be looking for signs, yada, yada, yada. Some people say that Trump played Kim Jong-un like a fiddle. Other people say Kim Jong-un played Trump like a fiddle. And so who needs what here? And what right, when we look at the history books, what's going to be in there that will make us really remember this as an important time? Victoria, you want to take a shot at that?
You know, I don't really know what North Korea's goals are. I don't know if anybody fully knows what their goal, what Kim Jong-un's objective is. If he just wants a really good PR trip, then he's already gotten that out of this. If he wants to hang with Dennis Rodman again, I guess he's going to get to do that too. I don't know. I don't know what his real goals are. I think he's been a mystery. If we've been able to figure him out up until this point, we'd be in a different situation. So yeah. I don't know.
Is Dennis Rodman really there?
He's really there.
There. Yeah,
he's
like, really.
Well, he
at
was
whose
in Singapore.
Invitation?
He just came. He actually just came to help. Yeah.
Really?
To help.
Because the Trump administration said he offered it to the Trump administration. They're like, no, we got it. Thank you for coming. You know, thanks for offering. But you know what? I don't actually think it's a terrible idea that he's there. Look, one thing we do know about Kim Jong-un is we do know that he is attracted to the flash of Western culture. He loves basketball. He loves all things about the West. And that's why he's invited and become friends with Dennis Rodman. So that's one thing that we do know. We also know that they're extremely poor right now, that the sanctions are working, and that they don't have the money to sustain their country for very long. They can't even pay for the hotel that they're staying in for this summit, which is, like, obviously expensive, $6,000 a night. But if you're a country, well, you might be able to work something out.
So how do they get all... Wait a minute. If that's the case, how do they do nuclear... If they're so poor and he can't afford a hotel room, why are we worried about them nuclearizing?
That's what they used all their money for, I believe. Plus, I do think that they're in bed with Iran. I think that there's a lot of different relationships that they have. But I would say their negotiations with North Korea don't concern me. It's China's involvement that does. And I think we're going to have to, I think if you were really just sitting down bilaterally having this conversation between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, I have no doubt that there could be some sort of deal reached, whether or not it would obviously need lots of policing, because I don't believe that you can trust him. I think he's all over the place. But I do think it'd be possible for a deal. What we have to see is how China's going to insert themselves into it. And I think that whether or not they're willing to play on that front is going to really determine whether or not this is going to be successful.
So did the two of them get the Nobel Peace Prize for doing this?
I think that if something comes from it, Trump should certainly be looked at for it, yes. But do I think today we should be handing it out before anything happens? No.
Mm-hmm. Whose idea was this? Was it Trump's or was it Kim Jong-un's? Who came up with the idea? I can't remember.
South Korea pushed for it.
South Korea pushed for the meeting. So
is South Korea represented there today, too?
I was asking, good question.
I don't think that they are, but they're the ones that have really, they came to America. President Moon from South Korea came and said, look, we want to start trying to push this. And so President Trump said, look, let's try it. Let's do something. And gave him the okay. And so that's why the end of the Korean War will most likely happen in 15 hours, even though, or officially be signed off. I know that they already agreed to come to the end of it. And that's why they were invited to the Olympics and all of these things sort of went down that path in a direction to extend a branch towards Kim Jong-un.
Understand that the South Koreans will get something for putting this together. I say that because our history, especially since World War II, is to reward people or countries who bring us together with people who are problem causers or we need to solve problems. The best example I can think of that is the there was a meeting between the it was the Palestine Liberation Organization and Israeli interests during the Bill Clinton years, and it was put together by the King of Morocco somehow. You know, behind the scenes there are all kinds of things. You just don't know who's involved, who some of the players are. So as it turned out, Morocco had just bought their first 747, and they borrowed $93 million from the Ex-Im Bank to pay for the plane. And after the king was nice enough to arrange the meeting, the debt disappeared. So that's how he got a free 747 out of it. We gave it to him for putting the deal together. We just wiped out his debt. And those sorts of things are fairly common. You don't know about them. And the only reason I knew about it is because I went to the meeting. And nosing around and listening to people, I put two and two together. And when I asked the Assistant Secretary of State whether that was true or not, he looked at me and smiled. So I guess I figured it out. And so the American taxpayer doesn't ever know. There's so much discretionary. The sidebar story here is there's so much discretionary cash that you and I provide the government to do things to supposedly either push our way forward or to fix problems that need to be fixed. And this is really a problem that does need to be fixed. So you pull out all the stops, you figure out what's what. The Chinese and South Koreans are cheering for success, Jennifer.
No, you South Korea Chinese is. Are, South Korea you know, is. I don't trust China all that much. I think that China likes having a nut dictator, kind of crazy guy underneath their thumb to
why
scare
is
everybody.
It good for them? Well, but why is that good for them as close to them
well,
as
think,
he is?
I think anything that can give an upper hand to them over the United States, right? And so having that built-in fear or the built-in sense of not knowing what's going to happen, I think gives them a little bit of an upper hand. But I think, and this is why, and people don't realize it, but everybody's going nuts about these tariffs. The reason that the tariffs are happening now is not by accident. People need to realize that this is all part of the greater strategy going into North Korea. It's designed to be strong against China. This is all by design. And, you know, give it time. It's all going to work itself out.
I mean, somebody actually thinks this all through. I figured most of this stuff, you're pulling it out of your butt.
Mm-mm.
Really?
I think the tariffs happened exactly as the meeting did. So keep an eye on those two things being correlated.
So, Victoria, what does this summit need to produce? What defines success here in your mind? Security, peace, prosperity,
well, again,
money.
I think Jen said everything that we need to say about it. Until the meeting happens, it's just speculation. And I think that what Jen was saying about, you know, trust but verify, I think all of that's applicable. And I don't know. We won't know until it happens. And it might. I've been saying from the beginning, I think this isn't going to be anything more than a photo op. I'm hopeful that that more good comes from that. I totally agree with Jen on China. Like, I'm so over China. If Penn Station was a country, it would be China. So, like, I'm just completely over them in every way.
Just, you wouldn't go in there? You don't like Penn Station?
Who likes Penn Station? Penn
Station is fascinating.
Gross.
I find, but Penn Station
is dirty. It's gross. It's smoky.
Oh, it is
it's
dirty
awful.
And gross. Yeah.
No. Anyway, it's and the food is terrible. So it's all. That's how I define China.
Wait a minute. There's a Krispy Kreme down there. Hold your horses, would you? I know. Krispy Kreme down there. Yum.
But no, I don't trust China at all. And
no,
and
most
so.
And the one wonders. I just have to. I always ask the same question. They would be nothing were it not for us. So why are they trying to screw it up? I don't get it. They don't have.
Because they
want to
be in control. Who doesn't? That's
of
always the plight of everyone.
What are they
going to
be in control of if they don't have any customers?
I guess that's true. But to say that they're the top dog is the goal.
They're not even worried about losing us as customers because it's almost an impossible feat at this point to separate China from everything in our houses, in our technology, in our clothing. It would just be impossible. They're not worried about them at all, and they have no reason to be worried.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We've just set forth all the things to think about with regard to the summit. Let's move on now at 19 after the hour. Focus on your health and well-being. We all are interested in the health and well-being of our country. How about the health and well-being of you? Y-O-U-U-U-U. Better life, feeling good, clean the parasites out of your body. Parasites, an organism that lives off you, the host. Parasites have a parallel life inside your body, feeding off your energy, off your cells, off the food you eat. Make no mistake about it. Parasites are the most toxic agent in your body, and they're one of the primary underlying causes of disease, inflammation, the compromised immune system that you may have, all of the things that you have in your body you want to get out. You can do it with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Clean your body. Clean it out. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula. Gentle daily cleanse. Get it now by going to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they will ship it to you free. Ready for more energy? Ready for a clean body? You'll drink it every day. Can't get it in the store. So call now, or rather go online to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping is yours.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Change at the hour. It's Monday, the 11th of June. Hi, we're one-third of the way, Jennifer, through the month of June.
Ah. I love when you remind me of that. You know.
All right. Life is just a bowl of cherries, and it moves quickly, so eat them before they get bad. All right, so let's get to
television.
All right. Last night I came home, Daisy and I sat on the couch, and she was enthralled with Billions on Showcase. It's Showtime. It is a good show, good, thoughtful, provocative stories, very interesting, and I think if you have Showtime, I don't even know how much Showtime costs. What does it cost to sign up? I know what my bill shows at the end. By the way, somebody told me yesterday I should dump Fios, at least the television package, and just keep it for what I need, minimum access for phones and stuff, and use Discover. What's the TV download?
What are you talking
with a
about?
D?
They're saying to get rid of your cable and your cable channels and use what? And it, what?
What is it? What? Is it DirecTV?
Comcast?
DirecTV. Yeah, DirecTV.
God,
that's
that was
it, yeah.
Good
that
pull.
That was painful.
That was painful.
Okay. All right. So is that a good idea?
Well,
DirecTV still
costs money. I think what you're seeing for people that want to save money is they're cord cutting cable and satellite, and then they're going to use something like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, and they just kind of.
I want to be able to get regular TV.
I use PlayStation View, so, and I love it. I think it's fabulous, and it's $55 a month.
And you get everything?
Yep. You can add HBO for $15 a month,
right.
Or
but you don't have
or whatever.
Phone. You don't have cable, phone, internet, things like that with it?
Well, PlayStation View. See, this is going to be way too long. All right, let's all not right, take away her TV.
You better go watch on TV tonight.
I'm so confused right now. All right, tonight on television, it is, as usual, a little bit bleak, but we do have a few new programs. We have Fox has So You Think You Can Dance on tonight. That starts at 8 o'clock. There are some best of episodes of Elementary on CBS that are catching some attention. Supergirl is on CW tonight at 8 o'clock. But really, your big new shot, if you want something new on the networks, it is So You Think You Can Dance at 8 o'clock on Fox. AMC is starting a show, has started a show called Dietland. Episode 3 airs tonight at 9 o'clock. It's brand new. It's about a woman who works in journalism, who works for like a girl magazine, kind of like Cosmo, who is not quite the same body type as everybody else, and it's her story back and forth. She doesn't quite fit in visually. So that's 9 o'clock on AMC. There's a new episode of WWE Raw tonight. That's at 8 o'clock on USA. Who Do You Think You Are is new tonight on TLC, that's at 9 o'clock. And Whose Line Is It Anyway is back at 9 o'clock on the CW with a new episode.
All right, music news. Former Fleetwood Mac guitarist and singer Danny Kirwan passed away in London over the weekend. The news of his death was confirmed by Mick Fleetwood on their official Facebook page. Is that what we're listening to in the background, or is that just Kirwan singing? He joined Fleetwood Mac in 1968. Wow, he was a founding member. Contributed to several albums, then Play On, Blues Jam at Chess, Kiln House, Future Games, Bear Trees. Mick said Danny was a huge force in our early years. His love for the blues led him to being asked to join Fleetwood Mac, where he made his musical home for many years. Danny's true legacy, in my mind, will forever live on in the music that he wrote and played so beautifully as part of the foundation of Fleetwood Mac. Kirwan was asked to leave the band while it was on tour in 72 because he was an alcoholic. So that's too bad. He might have had a very decent, right, strong future. 28 after the hour.
Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
The Scales of Life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-2-2.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continue to prepare for their historic summit in Singapore, where President Trump will push for full denuclearization, and he has said the U.S. will help the North get on its feet economically. Japan and South Korea monitoring the summit closely, though they're not directly involved in the talks. And also not being involved in the prep for them Democrats. According to the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
It is a Democrat and Republican objective to have a direct negotiation between Kim and Trump, but thus far, the president has not included Democrats.
Trump sounding off in a tweet again on allies over their reactions to steel and aluminum tariffs, saying that fair trade should be called fool trade if it's not reciprocal. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After the hour, Monday is upon us. Hopefully, you all had a wonderful weekend. This is the DJV crew. Sounds like the crew had a good time. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here on the air with me. I'm Doug Steffen to celebrate Jacques Cousteau Day. Lived to be 87. Captain Jacques, you all remember him. The song that John Denver did about him. It really was. He had a lot of contributions to marine science conservation. He was an interesting man. Production of 120 documentaries, advancing the science of scuba diving, promoting environmental activism. So in honor of his birthday today, celebrate his life, his legacy. Would you all like to have a legacy? Think about your legacy. I was think we talked about that last week. What'd you leave behind? Here's a guy that left a whole lot behind. He wasn't even a trained scientist. Became involved in underwater exploration because of his love of diving. He was a French naval officer in the Second World War. Began experimenting with filmmaking underwater. Continued to undersea investigation and research after the war. Lent his hand to various inventions. He co-invented the Aqualung. How many people use that? Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, which is what SCUBA comes from. Do you know that? SCUBA stands for Self-Contained Underwater Breathing Apparatus. I did not know that. That discovery led to underwater exploration that was much easier. People being able... See some of those old movies with the stuff they used to have to wear? There was a movie Robert De Niro did with Cuba Gooding Jr., and I can't remember the name of it, about being in that service. It was about Cuba getting trained for World War II diving, and the diving stuff they used to put on looked like something out of a creature feature from the 1940s. Really heavy, awkward stuff. So many people drowned using that stuff, especially in World War II, where they were trying to get to place underwater explosions around the enemy ships and harbor and that kind of stuff. So anyway, we remember Captain Jacques Cousteau today, and that's not a bad thing. But do you remember that song by John Denver?
I do not know any John Denver songs except the Rocky Mountain one.
Really?
I know a lot of them because I had to grow up with I love my hippie mom, but no, my mom.
Oh, your mother.
Huge hippie, John Denver, all day, every day.
Your mother was a huge hippie.
No, she was,
What was the name of that song? I can hear the bell rings at the beginning of it, and it just...
If it weren't so early, we could call her, because God knows she would know.
All right, let's see what else is going on. I'm thinking about all of the attention. We've talked about the attention on President Trump and the business of what's going on, the setup this past weekend, but the death of Mr. Bourdain seems to have captured a lot of people's interest, and I wonder why. He was a chef for 30-some-odd years. He seemed to have a cult following, but yet lots and lots of people were talking about this guy. What was there that what was his impact, and why was he so popular? Jennifer, you're the cook here. So I am.
Yeah, I am, actually. I think it was more about his, I think his adventuresome spirit and his... I think his desire to find out who people are through food and culture, I think that made him a little different, that made him stand out. This wasn't about cooking, here's my recipe for chili, everybody go home and try it. This is about him traveling and seeing how food weaves itself into a culture, and here's people's stories through that. I think that's probably the best way to describe it, which is why so many people took an interest and a following in him, because it was about more than just the food. It was about the culture, the human connection, and of course the travel element, which I think brought a lot of people in too.
And he went to so many places that most Americans will never see.
Exactly.
Nor
make a lot of
any
weird
desire
places
to see. He had a really interesting episode in Iran where an American reporter who appeared on camera with him was arrested the next day, and because of doing the show with Bourdain, and was detained in prison for 6 months or something like that. And it was a very... It just showed, even inadvertently exposed, how other countries deal with things like freedom of the press. And he was in Baghdad. He was really... It was so much more than a food show. It really was just... It was every episode was so well written. He's a writer and a chef before he was a TV star. And he just really influenced so many people. Scott Kelly, the astronaut, wrote a beautiful piece.
I saw that, yeah.
Did you see it?
That yesterday, yeah.
It was really incredible how he said that for psychological support, he asked NASA to send him episodes of Parts Unknown, which was the CNN show that that Bourdain was most recently doing. And he said it made him feel more connected to the planet and to the cultures and to the human beings while he was out in space. That's a huge tribute.
It's funny.
About as big of a compliment as it gets.
It's interesting, the things that we're gravitated to and the stories and the people. But last week was all about Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, whether or not they both committed suicide. The news media wants us to understand suicide and that they died, but there are Kate Spade had bipolar problems, apparently. Bourdain, there is some question now about whether he actually did commit suicide or whether it was something else that may have been a little more salacious. So how does anybody get to the bottom of that, or does anybody
I hadn't heard anything other than the belt of his bathrobe is what he used to hang himself in the bathroom of the hotel room. Eric Repair, his best friend who was filming the episode with him, he's a famous chef here in New York, and so the crew had dinner together the night before. Bourdain was supposed to be there but didn't show up, but people didn't think much of it because he often would kind of go out for dinner on his own, and he liked to explore. And then the next morning, he was supposed to have breakfast alone with Eric Repair, and when he didn't show up, Eric went to the front desk and had the management open the hotel room, and then that's when they found him. Yeah. So I don't... those are the only real details. I don't think that there was a note. If there was, then the authorities have kept that under wraps. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard that there was a note. So there's a possibility that this could be, like Jen said, a Michael Hutchence in excess situation, erotic asphyxiation, possibly. I don't know.
I hate to even throw it out there, because the bottom line is the guy is gone and he's dead, and that is very tragic and sad, and I think it's kind of rocked everybody. I mean, CNN was doing shows all weekend long, but it just doesn't seem to be consistent. There doesn't seem to be the issues that he had fallen off the wagon. He talked very freely about his addiction. It doesn't seem to be that there are a lot of stories about him being depressed. In fact, he's been out there fighting for his girlfriend, who is taking on Harvey Weinstein, and he's in the middle of an episode. It just, the timing of it doesn't seem consistent. If there is a profile with people who are suicidal and have withdrawn, it just doesn't seem to be so, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be with what he was doing.
It doesn't add up, and a lot of people feel that way, and I think that's part of the reason why his death was so shocking to his fans and to his colleagues and friends and family. But then again, there was a psychiatrist on over the weekend on MSNBC talking about it, and people said the same thing, like, well, he was in the middle of an episode and he just bought art last week and for his collection, and there's all this other stuff. And she said, yeah, but this is how it happens. And she said specializes in some sort of type of depression, and she said, but this is exactly the profile. It always comes from left field when it's a situation like this. And you can't, there are no red flags. There was nothing that anyone could have done, because people who have this type of depression are really good at hiding it, and they're really good at coping with it until they just can't anymore. So it could also just be that.
There's a heck of a look at the number. This whole business about suicide, it's rarely a day that goes by recently anyway that we don't talk about suicide in one way or another, and its impact on our society. Suicide rates are up 30%, and certain parts of the country more than that. The middle of the country is seeing more suicides than the two sides of the country, the two coasts, but still, the suicide rates up 20% along the coast, up 30% inland, and one wonders why they're trending upward. Yeah, economic times are good. It would seem often when people have tough economic realities, that's the cause for them to take their own life. Depressed about
the opioid epidemic. It's
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think I disagree with you, Victoria. I think we got a very dangerous problem with drugs in this country. Very dangerous. That kind of drug. That stuff. Wow. All right, let's get to the sports desk and see what Jen and Vic have cooked up for us. Sort of a weekend sports roundup. Jen, what do we have?
Well, this one is a fun one. It's been an amazing few days for you sports fans. On Friday night, I watched this one. The Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship for the second consecutive year over the Cleveland Cavaliers. It marked the Warriors' third win in four seasons. On Saturday, Justify became the first Triple Crown winner since 2015, when American Pharoah won the title. But an even bigger story over the weekend was that Gronkowski, the horse, not Rob Gronkowski, the Patriot, defied his long odds to finish second, less than two lengths behind Justify. We talked about the trouble this horse was having, right? But Gronkowski, the human, was excited to watch his horse run at the Belmont, and he loved that his odds at the time were 69-1 because the Belmont took place on 6-9. Experts didn't think that Gronkowski, the horse, had much of a chance at the Belmont, but Gronk, the human, said that he believed his horse had gained some superpowers during his time off.
Good horse.
Scratched from the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, grunk like horse. Horse run fast. That was kind of what happened. Against all logic, Gronk the human.
Chief Thunder said.
But, yeah, whatever. May have been right. Gronkowski the horse went off at 12-1 odds, which is a long shot for Belmont. And got off to such a slow start that no one really paid it much attention, and no one thought he'd be in the money. But as Grunk the Human cheered loudly from the stands, he willed Gronkowski the horse to come from behind to impressively pass almost the entire field to the second place. Gronkowski the Humans with his brother all placed $69 bets on Gronkowski the horse, which left them with a payday of $950 per ticket. Not too bad.
Not bad.
Can you imagine how excited he was? Because you know he was hammered.
The video of him is, you should look it up. It's hilarious. He has like a metal container of booze. It's practically whacking some lady in the head next to him.
Really?
It's just, yes, he's hilarious.
All right, Victoria. Katie Ledecky. An endorsement deal. What's the scoop there?
Yeah. Last week, Forbes magazine published a list of the top 100 highest paid athletes in the world. It didn't include a single woman. This is not great. However, swimwear company TYR announced on Friday morning after this list came out that it has agreed to the, quote, the most lucrative partnership in the history of the swim industry with five-time Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky. The financial terms have not been announced yet, but the length of the contract is actually important. The contract runs not just through the Tokyo Summer Olympics in 2020, but also includes the Paris Games in 2024. So this means that Katie Ledecky, who just turned 21, if she doesn't have any injuries, she's got a long and lucrative career ahead of her. She turned professional in March after leading Stanford University to two consecutive NCAA titles, and so, of course, she's become very visible as one of the highest-profile Americans heading into the 2020 Tokyo Games, and she said of the historic contract, I think TYR has recognized that excellence has no gender. That is probably the best quote, and unfortunately, Forbes magazine, you know, didn't have any other women to report, but next year, Katie Ledecky will make the list.
Yeah, Katie Ledecky, what a great name that is, too. Isn't it? Katie Ledecky is a music. So Katie Ledecky, Katie Ledecky, or not.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Did you do that again?
Katie Ledecky, Katie. Mattress topper time at MyPillow.com. MyPillow is the place for you to get your pillow, your pillows. They're pillows, they're mattress toppers, they're mattresses. They have ride-along pillows. They got everything you need for good resting, and they have the best quality, optimal comfort. I can tell you all of these things. I can go into the weeds with describing how the pillows are made and pillowcases are made, and you can see pictures in your mind of some of the things. I can draw pictures with my words. But better yet, you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV, and get the pillows, 50% off the two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You want to just buy go-anywhere pillows? Fabulous deal on that. Fabulous deal on anything. Singularly, this is the place to get the material you need for a great night's sleep. Yes. Order MyPillows. Order their products, and you get 50% off. All the pillows, by the way, 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. Same thing with the mattress covers. The mattresses have a 10-year warranty. This company goes on and on, man. Pretty amazing. It's a great American story. So make sure you get your pillows that are made in America from MyPillow, along with all the other items that are there. MyPillow.com. Discounts using the code DJV.
Step one, you signed a lease for a new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need. All at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only a buck. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Code on SKU 742294 and 834945.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hacking. We love hacking. We love lots and lots of hacking. So that leads us off here. Tech Talk Times 53 after the hour. Victoria and Doug here. Victoria has done the research on a popular DNA site that has gotten hacked over the weekend, or is it? It actually goes back farther, quite a way. How far back actually does it go?
Oh, this is another day, another hack. Well, listen up if you've ever, and a lot of people have, if you have ever used one of the mail your DNA into a service and then they tell you what your ethnicity is and all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay, well, if you ever used the company MyHeritage.com, listen up. They've been hacked. More than 92 million users' email addresses and passwords have been stolen, and those accounts are now vulnerable. So if you use MyHeritage.com or you know anyone who has, spread the word that they have to go into their site, into the account, and change their password immediately. It may already be too late, but that's exactly what they're advising anyway. Go in, change your password. So the data had actually, this affects everyone who signed up for it until October 26th of last year. Right. So if you signed up for it prior to October 26th, you're vulnerable. And you've been hacked. And so the data had been sitting for months on a private server until an outside security researcher alerted the MyHeritage company and said that they had been breached and that they claim that the sensitive data, like actual DNA and individual family trees, that wasn't on that server. What you can trust from these companies, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily believe that. And so it kind of brings up another issue is what is what is safe when you send your DNA to these companies. Now, the other one is GED Match. That's another big one. 23andMe, Ancestry.com. Those are the main four. MyHeritage, GED Match. Now, GED Match, that actually is the company, we were kind of trying to figure this out a month or so ago, the Golden State Killer, Joseph D'Angelo, he was found by through a genetic match through a relative, and that was on GED Match. They handed over his DNA. And so in that case, it was good because it helped stop a serial killer. But in other cases, you really don't know until you read the fine print. If your information is safe, Ancestry.com and 23andMe have said they will not release any information about your account without a court order. So those are the two ones that I would recommend. I've done 23andMe. I think it's great.
Yeah.
MyHeritage actually says it will only release user data to third parties in quote-unquote limited circumstances. For me, that's not good enough. I would not trust that. And then GED Match, I would definitely not use because they actually say to expect that they will be sharing your data with third-party information, with third-party users. So, again, it just there's no security built in there. Change your password if you do use MyHeritage and be very wary of where you send your DNA. That's the bottom line.
A word to the wise, sufficient. Thank you, Victoria. We'll have another item from Victoria focusing on Sonos speakers after we hear the story behind the story of California where they're testing a new type of technologically advanced license plates.
The Geek Out.
The state of California is currently testing digital license plates. Using e-ink technology, think of the screen on a Kindle, the company has produced a wireless screen that looks just like a typical license plate, but can display a host of different information beyond just the plate number. The concept allows for changing background and theme colors, showing a host of warnings like, hey, this car's been stolen, advertising and traffic information, and also eliminating the need for administrative hassles like registration stickers and changing plates. Obviously, it creates questions around security, cost, and durability, but do those outweigh the potential future benefits and conveniences? The digital license plate idea will also be tested in Florida, Arizona, and Texas later this year.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's see what we can get in the forecast here. Those of you who have speakers from Sonos, listen up.
Speaker company Sonos says it's not planning on developing its own voice assistant, and instead what it's doing, it's going to allow you to use Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant on all of their speakers. And so right now, Alexa is already programmed in, so if you have an Alexa, don't be afraid of buying a Sonos soundbar because they're actually already compatible. They're working on a new integration with Siri that will be available July 17th, and they're also working on Google Assistant, which should be ready by the end of this year. So The $399 Beam is the Sonos soundbar. It actually sounds great. And if that's the one that you want to get, don't be afraid because it will be compatible with all of your virtual assistants.
Aha. There you go. A word, it is a word to the wise in manner of speaking. The world of technology, man. BlackBerry is going to introduce a new BlackBerry. Did you see that? That looks like the old one combined with a new one. That was kind of interesting.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.